Hey, why don't you come around here for your
hat? All right, can everyone hear me okay? Sounds good. Well, thank you all for coming. Today is such a great day, not only for the state of Minnesota, but for the city of Chanhassen, which Prince called home. This idea came several years ago by a couple of gentlemen behind me when they came and I was sitting on the Chanhassen City Council and they said, can we please honor and memorialize our friend, the legendary artist Prince, with this sign, and can it be purple? And it was kind of a fight getting it to be purple, but with the help of Representative Ream and former Representative Greg Bowe, we got it done today. And we are so excited for this bill to go to the governor's desk to be signed and made a reality. And we would love to invite you all to the big unveiling of Prince Rogers Nelson Memorial Parkway in Chanhassen later this summer. I do have a couple of friends and fans of Prince with me if anyone wants to say anything. I know you have to. You've been involved from day one here.
Well, thank you, Julia Coleman. I appreciate you very much. Lucy, appreciate you very much. I must say,
it's a good day in Minnesota. Yes, it's a good day in Minnesota.
You got it done, Mark.
My name is Mark Webster, WBSTER. It's just, for me, what I've known about Prince, Prince never asked nobody for anything. I think this is one of the greatest gifts we can give him. The city of Chanhassen, the state of Minnesota, and the world. He deserves every bit of this. I want to thank everybody who's been a part of this effort. It's been kind of rough, but we made it through. I want to thank Julia when we was in the city council when she was there. And I said, can we make the sign purple? Everybody else said, oh, no. And she says, we're going to make that sign purple. She stayed with it. She got it done. And I really appreciate you very much for that. You know, I want to thank the Nelson family for supporting me. Of Sharon Nelson over here, her sister Tyka, Omar, and Noreen, and the Legacy family. I want to thank everybody who's absolutely gave me the opportunity to move forward with this, and I really appreciate you all. And thank you. Thank you very much.
Great
thank
job,
you.
Mark.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I happen to be very honored to be Prince's sister. Some like to call me half, some like to call me whole, but we all have the blood. I have the blood, Prince has the blood from our father, and without our dad, this couldn't have happened because we were, and Prince is. I still believe he's here. He sneaks up on me sometimes. But with that blood, we were able to create, he was able to create this wonderful, wonderful music that will live forever, forever, forever. Doesn't she look wonderful? She represents all the Apollonias and the Vantities that he had in his band. And they were all, may they all rest in peace.
Amen.
Thank you, Mark. We love him so much. And he's wonderful over there at Paisley Park. All of you that haven't been there, please come in and take the tour and see those 3,000 shoes. How do you wear 3,000 shoes? But Prince had them. And they all match his outfits. I was going to say uniform, right? But they all match his outfits. And he looked fabulous and loved to dress. He was dressed every day. You rarely ever saw him in pajamas. You didn't. He had on his outfits and he looked wonderful every day. And he made music every day. He could do an album in 48 hours. Picture that. Some go into studio and stay 2 years. I don't know why, but he did all his music in less than 48 hours. Thank you all for being here and honoring my brother, Prince Rogers Nelson. Thank you.
Any questions?
Hold on.
Hi, I'm Representative Lucy Ream. I had the House bill in and we named it appropriately 717 because 7 was such an important number to Prince. But I really want to give a shout out to Minnesota Department of Transportation, which was really an essential part of this bill. Jennifer Witt is the Prince fan who wrote the lyrics for me in the middle of the night before I presented my bill. But we all love Prince. Prince has been such an important figure in our lives in Chanhassen and in the state of Minnesota and the world. And I think maybe we need to hand it over to Jennifer Witt, because she's been such a great ally in working on getting the signs purple, because normally they're brown with white lettering. But we did it in purple for Prince, and she was the one who was able to help orchestrate this whole thing, and I really appreciate all the work she's done.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Witt from MnDOT, and we all worked very hard together to not only get them to be purple, to get the 7 mile stretch. This was already dedicated to Augie Mueller, a former legislator, so we had to talk to that family, work that out, and you know, I'm just really happy that everybody's pleased and everybody's happy with the way this all turned out. Thank you.
And I do want to say one more thing, and this is to the Augie Mueller family. We want to thank you for allowing us that segment of the highway, and you're not forgotten, because we are going to help you get your sign back up, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
When's the sign going up?
Well, we're going to sit and talk with Julia and staff to see what's a good day and what time we're going to get that up. I don't know right now, but it will be soon. We'll let you know.
Are you going to try to find a date that would be significant to Prince, or are you going to?
I know that Prince doesn't celebrate birthdays, so I would hate to say on his birthday, but we're going to find a day that's, you know, good for Prince and for the fans who love him. So we'll let you know, okay?
Yeah, the people at MnDOT have been preparing for this, so they are getting the purple paint ready. I think it's an unusual request, but they are all ready to start painting it. So we're hoping by June 7th we will have it done.
Okay. And having it done is fine. Okay. Yeah. Having it done is fine. When we're going to reveal it, it's something we can work on.
What does it mean that you guys got so much bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate?
You know, when I first went into the House, and with Lucy, it was just so amazing to see all those green lights. It's just, someone told me this is probably the first time they've seen that in a lot of years, to see everybody come together and vote on one accord. So we really appreciate that and the hard work on both sides of the floor. And we can't say nothing but good things about that. So I appreciate you on that. And even today, you know, we can't, I mean, there's no words for me to express how generous we are for you to vote the highway in like that, so I appreciate it.
If I could add something too, so Representative Hudella, he was one of the first Republicans to sign on to the bill, and you know, Prince brought people together. He had strong beliefs, you know, he had strong beliefs, but he had a way of bringing people together. He wasn't abrasive in his viewpoints, and I don't know, I just thought it was super appropriate that we all came together for the signing, because he's a uniter, and we can all learn a lesson from Prince.
If I may.
Yeah, please.
I think it's a beautiful representation, too, of our district. We share a Senate district, and it's a purple district, so it seems fitting that our first success legislatively across the finish line is this beautiful purple memorial to Prince. And I don't know, Senator Champion, I feel, one of my co-authors, that you should say a few words.
Yeah, please,
you knew the man, and I would love to hear your thoughts on this.
Please.
Well, first of all, let me just say thank you so much to Senator Coleman, instead of just Julia, for just all of her hard work. And when she said that she wanted to do this, of course, I was going to sign on, because those behind me and family knows that we've grown up as family, right? And that we've all. Who plays every instrument you can think of, right? And who was a great lyricist, but who also believed in bringing folks together. So even my choir, when I conducted Excelsior, he always had times that he would call me and want us always to come and do music. And so when he did Rave to the 2000 from 1999 to 2000, if you look on the video, you will see me on there just because he was always one with him, right? And so but I always admired that about him, that no matter how big he was, he always found a way to tap into talent all over. And so whether it was the Steels, whether it was Mavis Staples, whether it was Chaka Khan, you name it, he worked always. And we are so appreciative of this great work, but we're also appreciative of the work of Senator Coleman to work with us in order to bring this across the finish line. Last year, you know that there was a mural put up. We are grateful for that because we do want to make sure that we continue to hold on to Prince and do things in his memory, but also continue to push us forward because there are a lot of other great musicians and great princes out there, and we want to continue to salute them as well. And I thank this family for just being steadfast and thoughtful and keeping his legacy alive.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. President, could you confirm or deny that you committed the sin of once turning Prince down?
I will not confirm or deny that.
We the fifth.
Thank you all for coming today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.